Britney Spears' father, Jamie, reacts to being suspended from the conservatorship, and Taylor Swift decides to release her album Red early. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Thursday, September 30th. Britney Spears may be stronger and one step closer to freedom, but her father isn't happy. After yesterday's court decision to suspend him as a conservator of her estate, Jamie Spears is speaking out. He said through his attorney, Vivian Thurene, "For 13 years, he has tried to do what is in her best interest, whether as a conservator or her father. These facts make the outcome of yesterday's hearing all the more disappointing and, frankly, a loss for Britney." She continued, "Respectfully, the court was wrong to suspend Mr. Spears, put a stranger in his place to manage Britney's estate, and extend the very conservatorship that Britney begged the court to terminate earlier this summer." Though the conservatorship did not end yesterday, Britney's lawyer Matthew Rosengart called for it to end by fall, and a hearing was set for November 12th to determine if the conservatorship will be ended. Fans were elated.
And now they have federal and state legislation being talked about because of a group of young people who would not just be satisfied with status quo.
We are so excited as a fan. I think we can all say that we've been waiting for this day for so long. It's been years, and she deserves nothing but freedom. 'Cause I knew you were
trouble when you walked in. Mary Swiftmas. Trouble is coming early this year. Taylor Swift just announced the re-recorded version of her album Red will be released earlier than its original November 19th date. She said on Twitter, "Got some news that I think you're gonna like. My version of Red will be out a week earlier than scheduled, including the 4-disc vinyl, on November 12th. Can't wait to celebrate the 13th with you and our new old Autumn Heartbreak album." I can't wait to get back together with that song. The re-recorded 30-track version of Red will feature 9 bonus tracks, including collaborations with Phoebe Bridgers, Ed Sheeran, and Chris Stapleton. The album peaked at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in 2012, the year of its release, and remained on the chart for a whopping 171 weeks. That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.